right.
Seems pretty suppressed.
Yeah, it's not bad. Unless I slam it. Like, I didn't really go hard. Oh, shit. All right. Welcome back to the Dick Van Mike Show.
Yeah, we got a new table.
It's hopefully it's a better setup. We're still working on, like, the camera placements and sort of the seating arrangement. But
it's good for now.
I think this is how it's going to be from now on. It's a nice, long, narrow table. We're a little bit closer. We got a boy, Aang.
You were punching the table. It rotated him.
Yeah, I'm going to move this and see if that's any static is because of... All right.
I don't hear any static.
All right, then it's not. We're good.
It's very likely your headphones.
It probably is my headphones. I really need to get new headphones.
I mean, they're fine. You just need a new cord for it.
Yeah, well, and like the, you can see all the foam. Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. It's just annoying. It's a little bit less comfortable.
Whatever.
Anyways, we're on episode 42.
42.
We're in the 43rd week of the year. Oh, yeah, that is my headphones because this one just gave out.
Yeah.
Just a little, it's somewhere right there, somewhere in the connection.
There you go.
Yeah, well, that's good enough. Just a little ghetto rig.
Jesus.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, episode 42. We're in the 43rd week of this year, 2021. Almost through it. Still almost feels through. Like I'm in 2019.
I have like two more months realistically left of the year.
I've lost track of like time. We're in COVID time.
But hey, Dougie said that we're probably going back to almost normal soon.
Almost. We'll see. Almost. We'll see what happens.
He said we're on our way out of stage three, which means that indoor gatherings with fully vaccinated people can be maskless now.
Yeah, I went to a restaurant the other day. It was almost like at a capacity.
Yeah.
Went to the...
Shit's waking up.
Yeah. But, you know, you did your vaccine card door and ID and contact tracing, all that shit. Wow, this headphone is really bad. That's going to be so annoying the whole time, eh? Not for me.
Why don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Flip the headphone so that the cord is closer there and it doesn't move as much.
Because this is the left and this is the right.
Does it really matter?
Yeah, because they don't like... I don't think they pivot enough to be... And they're like on a different angle. So it would be sitting like that and it could fall off. I don't know.
Is that bad?
It's not the worst.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get used to it being on this side. I'm always used to it hanging on this side.
Yeah, but it'll move less now.
Yeah, I guess so. Whatever you say. You're so smart, Mike.
I know I am.
You're a genius.
I know.
Almost had a burp. I had to suppress it.
Oh, my God.
You comfortable with the new digs?
I'm comfy. Whatever. It's a table. Yeah. I can put my shit on it. That's the benefit, I would say.
Yeah. So as people heard in the last episode, we were talking about the one chip challenge.
The one chip.
And unfortunately, Matt had to do tonight, and then Remy had something he has to do tomorrow night, so we just couldn't fit in this week. But we're coming at you with the Mikey's Birthday podcast with a hot chip challenge next week for sure.
But it's my birthday.
Still your birthday.
When it comes out. This is coming out on my
birthday.
Yeah,
no. I'm just saying, like, we're still doing this on your birthday. It's just next week we're going to celebrate it with the boys.
Oh.
So.
I have to put it off for a whole week?
Dude, I'm not ready. Matt pulled up some videos for me to watch.
Yeah, people like fully can't do it.
Yeah. So,
but then again, there's other people that just do it and they don't even feel it.
Yeah, I'm hoping I'm one of those, but I know that I'm not. Yeah. I'm smarter than that.
Yeah.
Not by much, but I know. I was watching a video and this like guy who's a professional at eating hot stuff was just like trying to last. So you get an hourglass with it. I haven't opened mine up yet, but. And it's like 3-minute hourglass. So if you make the 3 minutes, like you're good. That's, I guess, the goal.
You're supposed to set a 5-minute timer where you're not allowed to drink anything.
Yeah, it's something like that. I think it's a little 3-minute hourglass that it comes with, but you can do 5 minutes. You can do whatever milestone. So maybe we'll get someone to bring a laptop and or a tablet. And we'll just set up here with a timer and see how long we each last. It's going to be messed.
It's going to be awful. It's going to be fine, but.
Yeah.
Like I said, I have the weak version of them in the car.
Maybe I'll try one after we're done here today.
All right.
I know that I'm like I could go through a bag of what's that, Doritos?
Sweet Chili Heat?
Yeah, I can go through a bag of those, no problem.
That's nothing.
But like...
It's nothing.
But it's not a lot.
You ever had the fire noodles, the instant noodles?
No. What are those?
You're in trouble.
What are those?
They're very spicy ramen noodles.
Okay. Maybe I have some time. I should try those.
You're in a lot of trouble. I mean, yeah, I'm in trouble too because I did some researching on that hot sauce that I have at home because I was pretty sure it was well over a million Scoville. Turns out it's only like 260,000. So
it's shit.
Well, it's not shit. It's fucking hot, but it's not anywhere near as hot as what we're going to do. Because this one chip is about 1.9 million Scoville.
I thought it was like 1.6.
No, it's about, it's between 1.9, 1.6 and 1.9, I think. It's like different a little bit every time. But
it's not rated.
No, you're pretty fucked. Yeah. You're gonna have a bad time. It's not going to be fun for you.
Dope.
Yeah. It's not supposed to be a good time.
No. I'm not really expecting to be a good time. I mean, it'll be a good time with the boys, but it's not going to be a good time for my, like, physical self.
I mean, eating it is going to be painful, but whatever, you can drink water and milk and you can make it through it. It's going to be the shit that you take afterwards. Yeah. That's going to be the worst part.
Yeah.
And don't do it on an empty stomach because you'll have the worst fucking gut burn you'll ever have in your life.
Well, I'm going to bring like a loaf of bread, right?
But that doesn't help. It's and just going to turn it into a desert fire.
It should absorb some of the bullshit.
No.
We'll figure it out.
Bring milk.
I'm going to bring milk.
Okay.
And I was told by someone that you should bring some oat milk because you can't drink milk.
Or soy milk or
almond milk. Well, apparently oat milk has like the highest whatevers that absorb the spiciness or whatever. I don't know the
Nothing terms. Absorbs the spice, even with milk. It's just because it's very phlegmy that it coats your mouth and then you just like it doesn't really, you don't feel it as much.
Oh, I thought it was like, it like combats it a little bit or something.
You could do it with like, you could swish your mouth with olive oil too, which works.
I heard that, but that sounds like cheating.
It's not cheating.
Because you're just like coating your mouth with something that's
not
make it
this
slip
is
away.
After you eat it.
Oh, okay.
Not before. Well, but you could do it before and you like won't feel anything.
Okay.
But no, that is cheating if you do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
You're supposed to do it after.
I'm going to be a man. I'm going to be a proper man this time around.
How good are you with pain?
Like pretty good with pain.
Okay.
I mean, I might show it, but I'll be able to like have a conversation.
There's straight warnings on it saying like go to the hospital if it doesn't surpass within like 20 minutes.
Oh wow. That's super chill.
It's like if you are pregnant, don't do this. Mm-hmm. If you're weak to spice, don't do it.
Yep. We got this, bro.
If you're on any medications, don't do it. Like
yeah, we got this.
It's going to be interesting.
I'm just admiring the new setup here in the camera. Anyways, what's new with you? You were... Oh, you know, you're here last week.
Yeah.
I'm getting the weeks mixed up. It was the week before you weren't here.
Yeah.
And who were we with last week?
Matt.
Was me, you, Matt, and I?
Yeah. No.
Or was it last week that you weren't here? No, you were back last week because the episode was called Return of the Mic.
Yeah.
And do we have a guest?
I don't remember.
Whatever.
Dude, life is a blur right now.
Get ready next week for Mike's birthday celebration with the One Chip Challenge with your boys, Matt and Remy.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
It's going to be bad.
Not looking forward to it, but I'm looking forward to it. It's looking forward to it. It's going to be great. You guys are going to love it. You guys are going to laugh at us, and we're all going to like a bunch of fucking pussies.
Maybe we'll all bring in like hot sauces and shit. We'll do like a step ladder up way up to it.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Why?
Because you're just like constantly feeding yourself hot stuff, and then you're going to
get like weak hot shit, and then a little bit stronger, and then a little bit stronger, and then a little bit stronger, and then we do the one chip.
Yeah, it sounds like torture.
That's what I do on a daily basis.
Well, then it's not torture for you. You're used to it. You're conditioned.
What do you mean?
Are you going to like be the tough guy next week and you're going to be like, it's not hurting me?
No, I'm going to fully admit if it's hurting me because it will. It's going to hurt.
Okay.
It's going to hurt like real bad.
Okay. I'll be really frustrated to see any of the guys try and play tough and be all manly man about it. Be like, it's not hurting me as tears are dripping down their face.
No,
like,
it's going to suck. Yeah, it's going to suck for everybody.
I'm going to like grab cold water bottles and just put them around my face.
Dude, it was a $50 tortilla chip.
Yeah.
One chip.
And it's black.
Because it's made of blue corn.
Okay. I don't know what that means. But
you know when you get like the multicolored Tostitos and there's like red and blue? It's one of the blue ones.
Are they any different or is it just for fun?
Color. They're trying to make it look like death. Yeah. That's the point. Yeah.
Dope. So what's new in your life, kid?
Just school, man. I'm busy.
We gotta fly.
I'm busy as hell.
You got fly tape in here, but with it's not catching them. Where to go?
Yeah, they're smart enough. Kill the bitch.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. I forgot to clean. I'll rinse it out with water.
But yeah, no, nothing's new. Just busy doing my school shit, doing my work shit, doing other shit. Getting ready to rip the bike apart again.
Oh, you got to do some work on it?
Engine's going to get a tune up. I'm probably going to buy the engine block, like heat resistant paint, black out the engine and everything like that.
Okay.
It's getting another paint job. It's getting
like,
new.
Like a matte finish or like a glossy finish?
So we get a matte black finish on the engine and the exhaust. And then what's now purple It's going to like a nice yellow, like a old muscle car yellow.
Okay.
And then it's getting new handlebars, new mirrors, new windshield, new pegs, like everything.
Okay. Okay. So instead of selling it, you're sprucing it up.
Yeah.
You're going to try and sell it after you do all that work, or you're going to keep it going?
I'm probably
going
to keep it, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Life costs money.
Yeah. Instead of.
Plus, I'm just banking on the fact that I'm going to win the McDonald's Monopoly and win the Indian Scout.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me know how that goes. So you know about the McDonald's Monopoly card, right?
Like if two, you fill two, it out, two of them each.
Well, if you fill it out, that's only a ballot. It's not a guaranteed win. So if you get the full street on the Monopoly board, you're like, hey, I got it. And they're like, okay, your name's in the draw. Does that upset you? Is that
kind of
your...
bullshit is that?
I know. It's bullshit. What
kind of fucking bullshit is that shit?
Well, because there's only like five of each prize. There's like five of the gaming computer. Yeah. Like six of the $50,000 prize. Eight of the Chevy Equinox. So what if somebody gets the whole street, you know, several times?
Then they eat too much McDonald's and they're probably going to be in the hospital.
No, I don't mean an individual. I mean like a group of people. Like X, like there's, you know, eight cars, but... eight or like 20 that's, people get the thing on the card.
That's still too much McDonald's.
That's not my point. My point is if 20 individuals win it, it might not be too much. They might just get lucky and get all in one meal. Who knows?
If you like, were playing with 15 people and you won a car, how would that go?
What do you mean if I was playing with 15 people?
If you were playing Monopoly with 15 people, like you're saying you're playing in a group and you won one car, how in the fuck would that work? You need to sell the car? And take like $4,000 each.
You don't play the Monopoly game with other people. You play it by yourself.
But you're saying what if a group of people...
No, I'm not saying a group of people on one board. I'm saying like if I play Monopoly, you play Monopoly, and 20 other people play their own game of Monopoly, and they all get enough on the street.
First come, first serve.
No, it's a draw.
That's stupid.
Well, that's how it is.
So you're playing a competition to get entered into a competition.
Yes.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like there's
that's like winning Lotto 649 and they go, sick, all right, for next week your name's going back in for the jackpot. It's like, no, I just won the fucking lottery.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to go spend all my money at McDonald's so that I can get to play this competition so I get put into another competition.
Yeah. And to win that $50,000 in cash, you'd probably have to spend like $50,000 in cash.
Listen here, Ronnie. I got a fucking bone to pick with you. That's stupid. I'm upset now.
This clown's fucking with everything.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro. It's
not
fucking fair.
Fucking giant walking purple moldy chicken nugget bastard, too.
I have like a car, like a Monopoly car with like three things on it, and it's probably all it's going to be for the entire month.
Mine, I have like almost all of them. I just need one more on each.
That's insane.
I have coffee, and then my whole class at school saw me collecting them, so now they just give me all their pieces.
What good guys.
I'll like go for a piss and I'll come back and there'll be like 12 Monopoly pieces sitting on my notebook. I'm
you
like,
got, you got good, okay. Good, what do you call them? Peers at school.
I do.
That care about you winning these useless prizes.
Half of them don't speak English, so I'm assuming that's probably why they don't play Monopoly.
Yeah. Well, you know. Good luck. I wish you good luck.
You can have my, my restored Magna if I win the Indian Scout.
I can have it? Okay.
No, I'm joking, actually. That's not going to happen. I'll just have a show bike.
I guess so. Is it brand new?
Yeah, it'll be an Indian.
Wait, what would be your show bike? The Magna?
The Magna, obviously. It's a fucking 84.
So you're going to make it look real spiffy. Like, you're going to do a really good job on it?
I'm going to, like, do everything. I was going to get the seat reupholstered and get, like, the brown, like, the rough leather, like the felt feel and rugged leather kind of thing, but to get
expensive.
You've seen how big my seats are.
I don't remember. It's like this big wide.
It's like one the size of my notebook and then another one a little bit bigger than the notebook.
Okay.
And $530 is the lowest quote I've got to reupholster both of them.
That sounds expensive.
It's stupid. Why is it so expensive?
I don't know. Is it done by hand?
Well, yeah, you have to take the leather off and then you just put new leather on it and sew it. Like it's...
Yeah, I guess that's what it is for a
handiwork.
Maybe it's
easier said than done.
Maybe it takes a guy like a whole ass day and a half to do it.
Maybe it's fucking Appalachian alpaca
and
leather.
What's the material worth?
It's leatherette. I asked them for fake leather.
I don't know.
Not even real shit. Well, not even real shit.
You're getting stiffed, it sounds like. I think it's probably expensive.
It is. I don't know why. Maybe leather is expensive.
Yeah, I remember I had like the center console of my old car upholstered, and it's probably like the size of like one side of your notebook.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know, I think the guy quoted me like $50, but he ended up doing it for like $20 because he just like was a nice guy. But
where did you go do that?
There used to be a guy in town actually, but he moved, so he doesn't do it anymore.
God damn.
He retired, moved to
a
small house.
I'm gonna go see a taxidermist and see if they can just like stuff it with some more shit and wrap it in like beaver pelt.
Let me know how that goes.
That would be kind of cool, though. I do see people that put like faux fur on their seats for it to be like cushier.
That could be cool.
It was, but then again, if I stop fast or if I accelerate, I'm sliding right off of that shit.
You're gonna slide right off of it, but then it's probably gonna wear down pretty quick.
It would. All the fucking
and
hairs,
it'd be really fucking warm.
All the hairs.
Like you get a swampy butt.
I'd have fucking swamp ass like crazy.
Yeah. That's what I reckon.
And crotch rot.
Yeah, I never heard that term before, but I get it.
Crotch rot?
Never heard that before.
You've never heard crotch rot?
I get it, but I just never heard that before.
Yeah, it's nasty.
I feel like you made that up on the spot.
No, it's not. It's not at all.
Okay.
It's a thing. It's all the same as jock itch.
Jock itch. Where do people come up? Is this like an urban dictionary thing?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
But it's like an actual condition. It's like a fungal infection of like that athlete's
Oh, that's
get.
An actual thing.
Well, yeah.
Is there jock is there a
itch.
Fancy
jock
name
itch is I don't know what the fancy name is, but the it's called jock itch.
Okay,
it's basically what happens when you sit around with sweaty nuts for a long time.
I don't know why I find that so funny.
Probably because you've never done sports.
Probably because I've never had it, and I'm lucky enough. I did sports a little bit, but nothing that would cause that. I don't think.
You got a little bit of sports.
A little bit of hockey. When I was really young, I was doing a little bit of that soccer, but it was basically just a herd of kids chasing after a ball.
Yeah, it wasn't really soccer.
I remember watching like a kids game once, and it was like all these like I don't know, like not even 10-year-olds, like younger than that, and they're playing like whatever the equivalent of Timbits hockey is to soccer, and it's like literally
it's
like
Timbits.
Is it Timbits a soccer?
Yeah.
Team? Okay, so like just imagine the ball rolling down the field. And all 11 kids are just chasing it in a clump. Like, there's no, like, thought of positions or, like, getting ready to... It's just no strategy. It's funny.
How much thought process did you really have when you were 10 years
I'm
old?
I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying how funny it is to watch, like, that happen.
Yeah, they're little kids.
And then you, like, go and watch pros, and they're, like, spread over the field, covering every square inch, and it's just, like...
Yeah, and they're getting paid more than we'll ever make in our entire life for one
season. To fake fall.
Yeah.
To fake fall.
To fake fall and sprint really fast with a little ball.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. I could do like an eighth of the job for like an eighth of the pay.
Could you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Like I wouldn't be as good as them, but I'll do it for cheaper.
Isn't that why we outsource all of our manufacturing to third world countries?
I guess.
Because we get an eighth of the job for an eighth of the price.
I guess so, yeah.
Sad.
Depending on what it is, some domestic products ain't that good either.
You know what? While we're on the topic of domestic products, I need to pick a bone here.
Oh, no.
And I'm not going to be targeting, but there is a specific brand that I don't understand what they're doing.
Okay.
So, I like, when I'm bored, I browse for vehicles.
Okay.
Okay? Why in the fuck
domestic
is a base model, like, soft top, manual transmission, crappy radio, Jeep Wrangler, $38,000. $38,000.
Because of marketing.
Why?
Because of marketing. People want that shit. People want to do their stupid off-road stuff.
But you can't in that thing.
Well, like you can.
It doesn't have the big tires.
Not stock. You need to do some modifications. You got to spend about another 10 grand. To make it off-road.
So just buy the bigger one.
It's just
why?
You know
why can't they make me a nice two-door manual Jeep for an affordable price?
Why do people buy Starbucks? It's just coffee.
Because it's a statement. Uh-huh. What's a Jeep saying other than, look at me, I'm in the least aerodynamic vehicle on the road?
Well, the Nissan Cube is that.
The Nissan
or
no,
any semi.
We're not going to Nissan because they're in a league of their own. They're in a league of their own.
Listen, bro, I don't know what to tell you. I just think people are obsessed with it. It's like, why buy a Gucci purse when you can go on Alibaba and buy the exact same purse without the big ass G on it for the like
Nissan,
a tenth of the price?
Nissan is just wish brand Toyota.
Well, it's literally Wish brand infinity, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. I understand.
I don't like it.
I understand your frustration.
That's what really grinds my gears.
But it's
meanwhile,
it's marketing. That's all
meanwhile,
it is.
Meanwhile, I could go get a 3-year-old BMW 3 Series
yeah.
with 40,000 kilometers on it for 20 grand.
Yeah.
Fully fucking loaded. That thing would lick my asshole if I asked it to.
Okay, well, I mean, those are overpriced too.
20 grand.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
It's just a car.
It's cheaper than my Tic Tac.
It's just a car, bro. At the end of the day, it's four wheels and an engine. It gets you from A to B. It depends how bougie you want to be about it.
I mean, you could budget bougie.
You could budget bougie, yeah, and just buy a Corolla.
I'm going to buy a Corolla and put all those rally lights and a spoiler on it, then we'll see what you think.
I'll think it's dope.
Yeah, no, you won't. Yeah, no, I will. You won't.
I'll be like, yeah, that's fucking
I'm
sick.
I'm going to put a big...
Actually, no. You have to get a Yaris and do that because the Yaris is the rally car.
I'm going
to
put an STI wing on it for all the downforce of my front wheel drive car.
Do it.
No.
You know that the... Okay, so I kind of hate when people say shit like that. So there's types of wings out there, right? Mm. There's the ones for downforce.
Okay.
Which are for... downforce putting the back tires into the pavement more. Then there's the stabilizer ones, the ones that are more straight.
Yeah,
they're more just to keep your car from, you know, losing control. Front wheel drive cars are great for handling.
Yeah, I know, because they're awesome in the winter as well.
Well, not even just like on a track, because any amounts of oversteer can, like, the car won't slide out like a rear wheel drive. So if you oversteer, you're not doing this whole fucking fishtail in like 180.
No, I know, but then you're worrying about torque steer.
Well, I mean, yeah, you worry about that. That's why you got to brake still in the corners. Yeah. But if you just fucking crank the wheels and give her, like, it's pulling your car through it. It's like a fake drift almost. If you understeer, you're okay.
So if you're going on this explosive commentary here about how front wheel drives cars are good, why do you continuously hate on the Type R?
I don't hate on the Type R. I hate on Civics.
You said it's stupid that it's front wheel drive.
Did I say it's stupid it's front wheel drive?
Yes.
No, I think I said it's stupid that it's not all wheel drive.
But isn't all wheel drive very heavy?
All wheel drive is heavy.
It's only got like 260 horsepower, the thing.
That's quite a bit of horsepower.
It is, but for an all wheel drive car?
The Type R only has 250.
I think it's maybe 302 now.
It's definitely like in the threes. That makes more sense because it is a track car. Like, I just think if you're going to make a car like that and you want it to like have all the performance it can, give it all wheel drive, because then you're never going to worry about handling, and it's perfect for every like beginner guy who wants to take it to track days.
I mean, a Type R is not exactly a beginner car.
No, but
there's a lot of really fine, intricate things that make it as fast as it is, which is including the VTEC, which means you literally need to be almost redlining it all the time.
Well, no, you got to keep it like
above 5,000,
like 4 or 5,000.
5,000, where VTEC will kick in.
Yeah,
those cars only redline at like 7.
Well, probably the Type R,
yeah,
probably redlines at like 8 or 9. It's a race car. It's like a track ready car. It should be revving high. I would Google it, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Someone can Google it and leave a comment in the section of the comments on the social medias. Listen, all I'm saying is that I'm a fan of all-wheel drive cars because rally things. Front-wheel drive cars are also kind of a rally thing. But then I also like the rear... Like, I like the drive of a car based on what it's for. A daily commuter, front-wheel drive only makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? Like, a track-day car, a rear-wheel drive pretty much only makes sense. Rally and all-wheel drive or front-wheel drive really only makes sense.
Yeah. So...
I mean, you can do, like, the lower end of racing where it's basically, like... You know, production cars that you just buy and modify and bring, like modified cars. You basically just strip them down and like make sure it's a inline four and whatever. Like, you know, that's cool if it's front wheel, because that's pretty much all you can get in that range of a car, unless you get like a BRZ. Like,
so what's your opinion then on the redesigned 2022 Honda Subaru WRX?
The Honda Subaru.
Have you seen it? It looks like a Civic.
Which one are you talking about?
The redesigned WRX.
Oh yeah, it. It kind of failed expectations. A lot of people in the Subaru community.
Have you seen the interior?
No, I've not seen the interior.
The first WRX to come with an 11.7-inch touchscreen.
That's just excessive.
It's awesome.
It's supposed to be like, what's WRX stand for? World Rallycross?
World Rallycross.
I feel like it's not that simple. That'd be too simple.
Because then the STI is sport turbo injection, isn't it, or something like that?
No. STI is Subaru Technica International.
Oh, okay.
So it's their like racing division.
But anyway, 11.7 inch touchscreen, redesigned, brand new 2.4 liter boxer.
Okay, 2.4.
2.4 liter.
That's interesting.
All wheel drive.
Okay.
Quad tip exhaust, comes with the wing. LED headlights.
Doesn't come with a wing.
It does.
Like come a little ducktail, or doesn't come with the like the.
It does have the option is to have the STI wing on it as well.
I have not seen this, but that's going to ruin enthusiast minds.
6-speed manual.
Well, that's good.
Or
that's a relief.
What they're calling the Subaru Performance Automatic, which is they're saying is it's a tuned CVT.
A tuned CVT. That doesn't even.
Whatever the fuck that means.
That sounds like marketing.
It probably. It's just TV. It's a CVT. But what I think everybody should do is what Toyota's doing with their CVT.
What?
So what's the main thing that causes a CVT to fail? What is the biggest problem a CVT transmission has right now?
Is this a trick question? No. Simulated shifting.
Well, no.
That's a big problem.
Belt stretch.
Oh, are they like legitimately belts?
They're chains, but they stretch.
Okay.
So that's the biggest thing. And mostly it's because people try to pull on them hard or it's starting and stopping. Is the wear and tear.
Okay.
So what Toyota did is they took their CVT and they put a normal first gear in it. So it sets off as if it's an automatic. It's in a first gear.
Okay.
And then transitions into CVT for the rest of it. So it's almost like a golf cart.
Is that what golf carts do?
Well, a golf cart uses gasoline to get up to power and then maintains itself electric.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Like an Easy Go or something does that?
Kinda. So what Toyota did is now you set off in first gear and then it moves into CVT after that.
That seems interesting.
So it's getting rid of that wear and tear from the start stopping and the pulling.
Right.
And
all right.
Toyota has never had a problem with their transmissions. I mean, neither has Honda. Honda CVTs are very fucking well built as well.
Okay.
Same with Subaru. But I think Subaru and Honda's are the same. Well, same company.
Okay. And then Nissan's not?
Nissan's making their own. They are good transmissions, but for some stupid reason, to save on weight, they got rid of the cooler for it. And that's what's causing the failures on
them.
So
they're all air-cooled.
They're air-cooled, but as soon as it's like 44 degrees in the summertime,
well, the air
you're driving
just...
freaking on the 400 in bumper traffic while there's a grill of pavement underneath
it. Yeah, just cooking it.
Yeah, it's not doing well.
Yeah, that doesn't sound smart. I wonder how they're doing in the States then, if they thought of like putting a heat shield there or something.
Well, what's happening is a lot of people are having issues, and then they're just putting their own aftermarket CVT cooler on it, and it's fixing their problems. But it doesn't reverse damage. It prevents new damage, right?
Sure.
So by the time you realize your transmission's fucked and you need a cooler.
Yeah, it's an obvious.
You put a cooler on it, but now you're just cooling a fucked transmission.
Yeah. That
seems like a flaw. And it's also like $1,600 out of your own pocket.
Right.
Right? So I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know.
I mean, they redesigned the Sentra again. It looks gorgeous. They put a bigger engine in it, but same transmission.
Really?
Yeah. So now they have a 2-liter making 160 horsepower with the same transmission that's failing.
Well, that sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good shit, right?
Yeah. This is why you should just get Toyotas.
Or a Nissan, but not automatic.
Yeah.
Because your Nissan was a beaut.
It was mint.
That thing was beauty.
It was great. I mean, people argue with me and say you had problems with it, but I didn't really have any major problems with it. Like, I had to redo the bearings.
That's the thing you have to do on every
car. And, like, I think there was, like, a gas pump at one point or something like that.
Yeah, but it had like 200,000 kilometers, didn't it?
Like 170 or something like that.
Yeah, so it's getting up there. 200
by the time I sold it, yeah.
It's getting up there.
That was a great car. Like if I had to, if one came to me again, I wouldn't go out and like buy one. But if one came to me in my possession, I would be like, ah, it's cool.
I miss your Buick.
I don't. No, we were talking about that the other day. We won't harp on it too much, but there was a few issues with that.
Dude,
specifically downtown in the city.
It was like driving a floating Walmart.
Yeah, really. That you didn't know if it was going to start
up again.
You
would take corners at like 40 and you would feel the whole thing just...
Well, yeah, the whole thing would just fucking like...
And then you would come back and do this.
Yeah, you're rocking. I mean, my car still does the bit of the rock, and I'd like to have a stiffer suspension on it, to be honest
with you. It's luxury.
Yeah, but like... It's also a V6. It'd be nice to not have that whole... Ooh.
Back in its day, it had 200 horsepower.
Yeah, it probably sells close.
Close?
It's
not too bad, probably.
It's only like 270,000 kilometers on it.
Kilometers? Or I thought it was in miles.
It has 175,000 miles.
So you got like 240,000 kilometers.
270,000 kilometers.
1.8.
Do the math. I'm telling you. Type in 175,000 miles to kilometers. It's almost like it's almost 270. It's close to that, or it's a little bit above.
281,000 kilometers.
Oh, even worse. Even worse than I thought it was.
You're pushing 300 grand.
Yeah, bro, I'm going to roll that over. I'm telling you. Actually, you know what's funny?
I don't think you're going to roll it over.
I got no lights on my cluster right now.
Why? What did you do now?
So there was only two light. There's five light bulbs behind it. I pulled the whole cluster out the other day to like look at it.
Yeah.
And there's five light bulbs. Like all my like gear selection lights and all my like alert lights, they all work. They're all individual bulbs.
Just your dash.
But the five within the cluster that backlight all the gauges.
Yeah.
Two of them were left, and it's been like that for a long time. But it's never really bugged me because I usually don't have low gas, which is on the side of the ones that aren't working.
Yeah.
And then like the high end of the speedometer is visible, like when you go past 80K, so you can see that. So yeah, like I'm never gonna worry about speeding. So it never bugged me. But then the other day I've just been refreshing my car. Like I know a guy who's got like Slayers at Derbies, so I get all the interior parts for free. So I've updated all the wood trim and all that.
Seats.
I did the driver's seat a while back.
The door panels.
The speakers. Well, I didn't do the door panel, but I did like the trim around like the buttons and shit. Anyway, so I'm bringing it like back to life a little bit cosmetically.
Yeah. I mean, it was never in bad shape.
No, just the paint on the outside. Well, it kind of was. I'll show you later like the differences between the parts. But anyways, so I've been doing that, and I looked at the cluster, and I was like, okay, well, if I'm doing all this work to like get all new interior parts, I might as well like, you know, get this going again. And I even thought to myself, maybe I'll buy like different color light bulbs because I'm kind of sick of the green color. It'd be nice to like change it to like.
Now, is it green bulbs or is it green plastic green bulbs that it it's shines
green
through?
Bulbs.
Okay.
So anyways, I took.
Do red or something like that.
I was thinking about blue because I always keep the underglow lights in the under the seats. I mean, like I keep those at like a sort of a like an aqua sort of like blue because it looks cool in the black. Anyways, so I went and pulled the two out that were working. And put them in the slots where two weren't working.
Okay.
And then I turned it on and no lights came on. So then I put those two that were working back in their original slots and the two bad ones back in the original slots thinking, okay, well, that didn't work. So maybe I just have to get new bulbs. Put it all back together. No lights are working. So there's a short somewhere and it's burning out the bulbs.
Or is your fuse?
It's not the fuse because the fuse is for all the lights.
Okay, so that would dedicated fuse for your
and
cluster.
And then the fuse is not dedicated to the cluster. It's got a whole bunch of other things on there that are working. So it's not the fuse. There's definitely a short that's shorting the bulbs. So I got to take it. I'm going to find a guy who works on that stuff.
You got to find a guy?
I got a contact for a guy who he actually specializes. Hear this. He specializes in people who bring U.S. cars to Canada to change the odometer to say kilometers instead of miles.
Oh.
Now, I don't really want to do that. I like that it says miles. It's kind of neat. But I just want him to find the short and fix it. I mean, maybe I won't even worry about it because I rarely drive at night anyways. And again, like I can monitor my speed pretty good.
You'll be fine.
Plus the GPS has your speedo on it.
Yeah. So. Which is, they're not super accurate, but it's a good ballpark.
Well, it's like, it's knowing the difference between going like 110 versus 130.
Like when you first got the car and you were doing like 80 miles an hour instead of 80 kilometers?
No, that's a different story. That was in the Buick.
Oh, that was the Buick it was miles too?
No, no, no. It had a toggle.
Oh.
It had just a kilometer to mile toggle. And I remember getting onto the highway and I was with my dad at the time. It was on the 407 here in Toronto. We just picked it up from the mechanic, and I guess someone at the shop had accidentally hit the button. And like, I don't do a lot of like paying attention to my gauges while I'm driving.
I mean, you're not looking for kilometers or miles. You just assume it to be what it was.
No, I'm just like, I'm in traffic, so like my speed's not important because I'm not going past like 20.
Okay.
Right? So I just not really focused on that. That wasn't like a priority of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I'm pretty decent at gauging the speed I'm going if I know I'm going like way too fast or whatever.
Yeah.
So anyways, we pull up to the light. Then we get on the highway. We're on 407. And like my dad got on a little earlier than me. But then I start catching up to him. And like I don't know how fast my dad was going at the time, but not like incredibly fast. Like he wasn't being irresponsible. I was. By accident. So I'm sitting there and my speedo says like 60, which is like 120.
Yeah.
Or
it's like 100.
No, it's 100.
100.
Anyways, I get it to 70 and I'm starting to catch up to people. And then like I'm pushing like 75 to 80 and I'm passing people. And I'm catching up to my dad. And I'm like, hold the fuck up. There's something wrong with my car. And I'm like this close to calling my dad. before I see a little thing in the corner, like it's so out of the way,
yeah,
like behind my steering wheel and everything, it just says M. Not even like MPH or like M/H, it just says M. And like for the first time ever, while I'm driving, I look over and there's a button that just says KMs and like MPH or whatever, okay, or whatever it says. Like, I don't remember what the button was. And I just kind of like hit it knowing nothing would happen. And then immediately the speedometer just goes from like 80 to like 130 or whatever it's supposed to be, or 140. And I was like, whoa, fuck. Like, that is not good. And I was like, still kind of like, not young, but I was at the age where like my dad could have easily just given me shit for that.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that was bad. Especially if it was a cop too.
Just looking back in, like, the rearview mirror and going, oh, where's Rich?
What do you say to a cop too? Listen, officer, I didn't realize my car was in miles. Yeah, okay, bud.
Okay, well, you ever hear that joke about that cop pulled over the old guy, the old man?
Yeah.
So no. He has a brand new Corvette, right? Okay. This old guy, and he wants to let it purr, right? He wants to test it out. So he's cooking a good speed.
Cooking a good speed. Okay.
Yeah, he's going. He's moving, right? And he gets pulled over. And so the cop walks up to the side of the car and he's looking. He notices the guy's like 85 years old and he goes, okay, well, the old dude, you know, I'll cut him a break. And he looks at him, he goes, my shift's almost over. I don't really want to do this paperwork and write up the ticket. He goes, if you can give me a good reason why you were going this fast, I'll let you off. And so the old guy goes quiet for a second, looks back out the windshield and smirks and looks back at him and goes, about 30 years ago, my wife ran away with a state trooper. I thought you were bringing her back. And the cop goes, have a good day, and just leaves.
Is that a real story?
I don't know if it's a real story or a joke, but it was funny regardless.
That's good.
It's funny. You don't like it?
I laughed. A little bit. No, I didn't really laugh.
It
was kind of funny. It wasn't like knee slapper.
You got about as much energy as a spaghetti squash.
It was about as good as a Dane Cook joke. You kind of laugh and realize it's stupid.
Dane Cook is fucking hilarious.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
When you grew up, you realize he's not that funny. I was watching Dane Cook the other day, or I was listening to one of his like CDs or whatever, and I just kind of went like, wow, this really was humor for me in grade 7.
Dude, he's like the physical embodiment of ADHD.
Like, I guess. Yeah. But like at a certain point, you just kind of like listen to his jokes and you're like, this guy's got no chill.
You didn't like the whole bit that he did about the breaking into the same guy's house?
The breaking and entering?
Yeah.
Did you do like a repeat of it?
No, it's the same one. But he's
stealing the batteries from the remote and all that. And
opening doors and just kicking doors down for no reason, not stealing anything.
Yeah. I know that. I grew up on that shit.
That's a funny skit.
Yeah, I know, but when you like the listen brain ninja? To it, I don't know, man. Like I'm listening to other comedians now, and I guess my comedy taste has changed. Like, so I could listen to like Anthony Jeselnik or like, you know, Andrew Schulz or like what's this fuck?
Chris D'Elia?
I don't listen to a lot of him, but the stuff I know is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, Chris D'Elia's hilarious.
Who else? Who else is going? Dave Chappelle, when he's not getting deep about like personal stuff and like racism, he's funny. But then when he does that, always like sets the audience like out of. And then who else? Who's the fat guy that's always on Joe Rogan?
Gabriel Iglesias.
He used to be funny to me too.
He's still funny.
I don't find him as funny anymore. But who's such the T? He does the podcast with Bert Kreischer, Two Bears One Cave. Tom Segura
is funny. Good.
So is Bert Kreischer. Those guys are really funny.
Who's that other guy?
Joey Diaz is funny, but I don't listen to him that much.
Who's that ginger dude that had a bunch of bad allegations against him too?
Oh, Louis C.K. Fucking hilarious.
He's funny.
He's funny as shit. I don't care what anyone says about him.
I really hope he's not a fucking creep, but at the same time, he's fucking hilarious.
That whole thing is like kind of touchy. I'll say.
Chris D'Elia has the same allegations against him as well.
Like, I guess it's not even like we can talk about it because it's, you know, a lot of people know about it, and if they don't, I always say you got to separate like the art from the artist to a certain point, right? Like there's always these conversations about different people with different allegations. Like when we had Matt on, and Matt and Remy were talking about this with R. Kelly, because that was like the week of after his trial,
yeah,
when you weren't there. And it's like, okay, but like
he's still a fantastic artist.
Yeah, like, you know, are his songs any less good?
His songs are still good. It just makes him a shitty person.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like Bill Cosby.
Yeah, like
people aren't going to stop watching.
Well, people are going to stop watching, but it's not going to stop being like
good show.
Like comedy.
Yeah.
You know, so anyways, Louis C.K., the allegation against him is that, like, he took a girl back to his room, and, like, to be clear, it's, like, on record, like, he didn't force anything upon her, he didn't lock the door, like, he didn't do anything where she couldn't have, like, easily walked away from this. Like, she just kind of sat there and experienced it, and I think he was just, like,
touching himself,
yanking himself in front of her.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what he is into, I guess. And I'm not going to sit here and judge either way. I think it is a little weird, but, like, you do you, bro.
Strange guy. Everybody likes their own shit.
Yeah. So, anyways.
You got people, like, fucking sucking mayonnaise off of people's toes.
So, she sat through the whole thing of him doing this, I guess, or a majority of it, and then, like, left. And, like, nothing happened. And then all of a sudden, it was, like, on this whole Me Too. It was, like, Me Too front page. And people just stopped hiring him. And it's like, okay, well, him talking about getting stoned after one of his shows with a bunch of kids is not any less funny than, like, it was before.
And listen to him smack around Jazanthopus on the schoolyard.
I don't remember that one.
That's funny.
I've only seen a few of
his. It was a kid
skits.
That was bullying his daughter. And he said he was, like, playground chaperone or whatever it was.
But again, like, yeah, like, you know, whatever he did, if it was fucked up, I don't know. I couldn't relate because I'm not in the situation, never have been, but it sounds like it'd be a very uncomfortable situation to be in. I agree with that 100%. Doesn't make his jokes any less funny.
Yeah.
Right?
We're not saying he didn't do anything wrong.
But, yeah.
But he's still funny.
I guess my point is he's funny. Yeah. He's a funny guy.
Chris D'Elia's got a bunch of shit out against him, too. But,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Apparently. Similar kind of thing?
Not really. He's kind of a little bit more disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Like, it might be legit.
Like, a bunch of younger girls, and he's saying, like, I'm Chris D'Elia. You should go, like, up to my buddy's hotel room because I'm Chris D'Elia.
Oh, like being a creepy wingman.
Like 17, 18-year-olds.
That's not good.
No.
That happens to, I found out, that happens to a lot more people than you realize. Like, Jacob Hogarth. Like, basically, you are so gross, bro.
I hope that didn't pick up. That was a good one.
It didn't really pick up, but Jacob Hogarth basically just gave up. Like, he didn't even, like, fight it. He's like, if you guys really believe that these things happened, I'm just going to stop making music and it's not my problem anymore. I'm good retire. And again, like, I don't know how real they were.
But at the same time, that kind of raises red flags because the same shit happened to Justin Bieber where some girl came out and was like, oh, he did all this to me and he was with me in my hotel room and he did all this stuff to me. And then his reaction within like 2 hours was, here's a picture of me completely not where you are. Here's a receipt for the dinner in a different city that I was at. And here's all these fucking Twitter pictures and all this shit that of the shit that I was doing. So please don't fucking false accuse me for shit.
Yeah.
If you have nothing to hide, then prove it. When he just goes, I'm not dealing with this. I'll just disappear forever.
Well,
that's kind of like
he didn't disappear forever. I don't know the whole story, but all I do remember specifically
there was a bunch of allegations. He denied the first one. More people came forward and he just left music.
Yeah. But it was essentially like, I don't know, myself, I think I would just kind of sit there and be like, yo, what the fuck are people's problems? Like, I wouldn't do something like this. Why are you accusing this of me? Like, it happens everywhere.
I'm not saying he did it because obviously we don't know, but it does make it a little bit more fishy when he just kind of goes, I'll just disappear.
I get what you're saying. Again, I don't know.
Because nobody, Louis C.K. didn't disappear.
No.
Chris D'Elia didn't disappear.
Well, some people do.
I guess, but it makes you seem a little bit more guilty.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the only thing I'm saying. Yeah. But
I think with the whole push, I'd be one of the people that just kind of goes, what the fuck, and just like walks away from it.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a lot of effort.
If you don't want to go on with all the drama and
you
want to
go
on
100 talk shows.
So, yeah, exactly. And all these news headlines about how you're a rapist and all this stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Like, see, it's not super chill.
That's not chill.
No.
It's got no chill.
Yeah. So anyways,
why don't we move on to a different talking topic here?
Sure. Topic or the news?
I got a little, well, I mean, do you want to merge this into the news?
No, you do topic.
I know. I was just going to talk about the billionaire space race that's going on right now.
Well, that's kind of news.
Especially, yeah, because I saw, well, it'll bridge into, I guess, the first one here that we're going to. So there's three humongous old billionaire guys that have too much money. Breaking news. Oh, we're gonna.
That's okay. What I just said, and you're like, okay.
Oh, the news.
Did I miss out?
I don't know.
You want to bridge the news? I'm like,
oh, it's like
no,
it's a talking
okay.
topic, and you're like, okay, well, we'll make it a topic.
And then I was
we're
like, talking. What is the topic? And you're like, oh, it's this. I'm like, oh, that's newsworthy. And you're like, yeah, okay. And you just started reading it.
Okay.
So we're good. Run the news.
Yeah.
News.
Yeah. So
actually, I think that is better.
It is. It's way better.
Yeah. I thought for some reason, I guess I was getting nervous. And I thought it was louder.
This one doesn't feel like it's going to collapse.
Yeah. And it doesn't have a big bow in the
bottom. And it doesn't creak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. It's a good table. This is my future dining room table.
So is it?
Yeah, we got to keep it good. I bought it at a garage sale for like $20. Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. Bargain hunting.
Yeah, we really don't have a high budget show here.
Whatever.
Mic stands, like $20 each.
Yeah, we've spent more money than we've made. Hope you guys love it.
Yeah, not a lot more, but.
No. But anyway, so we're going to talk about the first one. And I thought about this topic the other day because I was watching a video. I was actually watching the H3 podcast.
Okay. And still have never seen it.
They were approaching, Blue Origin, yep, which is Amazon's dick-shaped rocket.
Yep.
And they recently had William Shatner go up.
Yeah, we talked about that on the podcast.
Oh, did you? But his reactions were hilarious.
Oh, he actually was on it?
Like, he went up into space.
Oh, I didn't know that happened yet.
Yeah, he went up with Jeffrey Bezos and, like, a bunch of other people.
Jeffrey Bezos?
Jeff Bezos. Jeffrey.
I didn't realize he actually went up. I thought that was, like, happening, like, in a couple months or
something. No, he went up. He went up. And
what were his reactions like? Did you watch the video?
Yeah. How you would imagine an old man reacting in there. Just up there going, oh, my God. Oh, wow. This undescribable.
Was it like a 15-minute trip? Was it one of those like just up there and back?
It was. It was like they didn't play the whole video on the H3 podcast, but it was basically the highlights. And everybody was floating around and Shatner was just kind of sitting there going, the weightlessness. Oh, wow. This is undescribable. Oh, wow. Like, it was so profound and he was in like a different.
Yeah, I think like all of his world, like youngster life of being Captain Kirk just like came out and unfolded right in front of his face. He was like, holy shit. Like after all these years of pretending I was in space and I'm actually in space, what the fuck?
I mean, but then again, and then when they landed, it kind of showed how Jeff Bezos is a little bit of a kid.
A little bit of a kid?
A little bit of a child.
What'd he do?
They landed and they're all talking about it and like they're all like, obviously they're freaking out. They just fucking landed from going to space.
Yeah.
Right? And somebody had pulled out a bottle of champagne. And William Shatner is trying to talk about his experience. And you just hear Bezos completely cut him off and go, hey, hey, what's that? I want one. I want one. Give it. Give it here. Give it to me. And then just takes it, pops the cork off and starts spraying it all over the place. And I was like, I mean, okay, it's exciting, right? You have a rocket ship that you can use whenever the fuck you want.
Yeah, it's
just
hard to like.
Oh, honey.
Hard to judge a guy who just goes to space casually.
Our lunch plans have been canceled. You want to go see the moon? But yeah, no, it was really cool though. I mean, it looks like a hell of an experience, but just to put into perspective, I know a lot of people say it's a close battle, right? It's a battle of the billionaire space race. So we got three, we got Blue Origin,
yep,
which is Amazon,
yeah,
Jeff Bezos. And they're running with about a company of about 3,500 employees.
Yeah.
All right. Then you got Virgin Galactic, which is Virgin. Branson. So it's Richard Branson. He's working with 820 employees.
Oh, so small potatoes there. He hasn't gone out of the atmosphere yet.
They haven't gone out of the atmosphere. No, they're still doing a bunch of testing stuff. They're still small and developing.
Okay.
And then you got SpaceX.
Yeah.
Okay. Elon Musk, Tesla, big boy. He's got over 9,500 employees.
Yeah.
And he is working on projects with NASA. And he's doing all this stuff. Like, I know NASA's using the SpaceX technology, the self-landing rockets and all this stuff. And I mean, like, I understand that it's the billionaire space race, but I don't think it's much of a race. I think Musk is just kind of
winning. I think Musk has, because you got to look at each person as what they're doing. So there's a huge, how do I break it down? So the fact that there's competition, which like woo capitalism, makes it so that the technology is going to only advance faster because now there's pressure from three big companies to like try and outdo each other.
Yeah.
So they're constantly going to, you know, try and do better and better and better. But then you got Elon Musk who has like, he's not doing it just so I can go to space. He's doing it with like full intent.
That's
of like trying to get to Mars, trying to live and colonize on Mars, as well as make, he wants to like eliminate all like the travel problems of international travel. Like he already has a plan. SpaceX has like outlined their like short-term plan, or like, oh, I shouldn't say short-term. It's like a 5 to 10 year plan, I think.
Yeah.
Where you're gonna have like a rocket, like from LA, or not, maybe not LA, it's a bad example, somewhere on like the, let's say the East Coast, let's say from like Miami or Florida or somewhere in there, be launching out from a pad and like basically land in like China in like under an hour.
Okay, so he's trying to do it like world travel and society.
That plus a separate division of trying to colonize Mars.
Yeah, but I mean,
which the colonizing Mars is way more than just flying.
Didn't he say he wants to do that by like, when was it?
I don't remember if there is a timeline, because I don't think he knows. I think he knows it can't happen in his lifetime.
It wanted to be within the next like 100 or 200 to 300 years or something. He was trying to get it.
I don't know how long it is, but I know he knows it's out of his lifetime. Oh, yeah. So he's got to like make sure that the foundation's in place for people to expand that fast.
Yeah. And I mean,
so like he's working on, you know, interplanetary travel, or sorry. Yeah. Interplanetary travel, intraplanetary travel, and colonization of another planet.
Yeah.
I think I said those first two words right.
Yes.
I don't know English.
Interplanetary
is like on Earth.
On Earth. Intra is between, like, planets.
Between planets. And then colonizing, I know that is right. He wants to colonize Mars, which requires all the technology of like being able to like harvest food, life support, oxygen.
Yeah.
And all that stuff, you know, plumbing, sustainability, actually getting there, making these pods, like a lot of research and development. So 9,500 people sounds like a fucking nothing.
It says over 9,500. Okay, so I'm sure even it's not at 10,000, but it's not 9,500.
Even if it's like over 10,000, it still doesn't sound like enough people to like make all this shit happen.
No, I know.
Also, it's pretty much fully funded by electric cars and shareholders.
Yeah.
Which is like ridiculous to think that, that is funding this whole idea of colonizing
for a company that's been around for like what, 30 years, maybe 20 like, years.
I don't even think it's been that much.
Yeah.
I think it's been like maybe 15 years.
Yeah.
Like the first model,
the first Roadster was early 2000s, wasn't it?
First Roadster was early 2000s, and that was like when he was just a car company.
Yeah.
After owning PayPal and whatever else.
Yeah.
Now he's got the Boring Company, where they're digging tunnels like under, is it LA or San Francisco? I can't remember.
I think San Francisco.
And they're just making more tunnels under the ground.
Don't quote me on that, because I know Remy's going to call me next week and tell me I'm an idiot.
He'll just be on the show.
But realistically, you're kind of arguing my point in the fact where I think it's not really a space race between the three of them. I think it's more Blue Origin and Virgin Galactic that are competing, because both of them are doing this for the sole purpose of selling trips.
Yeah. They're doing it more for entertainment.
They're doing it for entertainment purposes, while Musk with SpaceX is doing it for like real shit.
Yeah. But the further each one goes, like each time there's a new cap, someone else is just going to beat it. And it's going to be faster and faster and faster. Next thing you know, we're going to have the fucking Enterprise and... You know,
what the Enterprise is.
And we're just going to be flying between planets like nobody's business.
Because I know Virgin Galactic and Blue Origin, I mean, Blue Origin claims it's a self-landing rocket, but realistically, it's only the top pod, the head of the dick that lands.
Is that the one that people are in?
Yes.
So the rest of it just falls down.
The rest of it's just debris.
See, with the Falcons, they actually, every part of it lands itself.
Yeah, no, the SpaceX, the whole rocket lands itself back up and it can launch again.
Yeah. Which is whack.
It's fucked.
it eliminates all that waste.
I like how SpaceX started. Elon Musk is like, I'm going to build a self-landing rocket. US is like, no, you're not. You're not doing that. And he's like, okay, fuck you. I bought an island. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, basically. It was
can't
just
tell
like...
me not to. And then they realized it works and they go,
can we have that?
Can we... give you a copious amount of money to use that shit now, please?
Yeah.
But, yeah. So
money,
that's...
Money wins.
That's the billionaire space race.
Yeah. I like it. It's good.
Between... I like Richard Branson, too.
We're going to see more, too.
Have you ever heard Sir Richard Branson? He's knighted, by the way.
I don't follow him.
He's, like... He looks like a shriveled piece of charcoal.
I know what he looks like. And he looks like Boromir if he never died.
He's... also got like the uppity attitude of like freaking Bilbo in the first couple movies, right? Like he's the happiest, cheeriest dude.
Oh yeah maybe I should check him out. I've never actually followed his work or anything like that. Never really took an interest in his life. Sorry, this is just a little... I'm gonna have to fix this
later. Good?
I'm gonna have to fix this later. It's a little tight. We're good.
You good now?
I'm great.
Okay. You got any more news?
I do. I do got one here.
You got Star Wars news again, don't you?
Well, I got Disney news.
Disney news.
Disney news, not Star Wars. Let me just pull up the article here. I sent it to myself so I wouldn't lose it. I'm so smart sometimes, I tell you. So, last week, I talked about how The Mandalorian, you know, is going to be filmed like starting filming soon. It's going to come out like, I think I said Q3 next year. No. When did I say it was going to come out? Doesn't matter.
So you said late Q3 next year.
All the three Star Wars shows are coming out like within the next calendar year. But there's an issue.
Okay.
The headline here is The Mandalorian shutting down production? ? Oh, that's a little video there. I don't want to watch that. Get the fuck out of here. How do I close this? Anyways, for those waiting on the edge of their galactic seat for the return of The Mandalorian Season 3, this news is going to kind of hit hard. There is a chance the series and other productions over at Disney are setting up to face major delays going forward. According to Murphy's Multiverse, I believe that is another news site or whatever.
Like a blogging thing.
Yeah, something like that. The IATSE strike could force Disney and other major studios to stop different productions in their current filming schedule. The Mandalorian would be the first one affected by this news. The IATSE is called the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers.
Okay.
So they're going on a strike. And The Mandalorian started filming. I can put this way now. The Mandalorian started filming on October 13th, which I guess is like a week ago.
Mm.
And the strike might start Monday.
That's brutal.
So they'll get through like a few shots, and then they're going to be like, nah, B, you guys are taking a strike. And that'll be across the board. Like anything that's filming right now will just be like cut off.
Halted.
Especially with Disney. Dude, you got to sort out your gas. So yeah, it's gonna be sad, you know. Everything will be delayed. Everything that us nerds are looking forward to, they're just gonna be like, nah, B, we're not doing this anymore. We're shut down.
You poor thing.
I don't like it.
What are you gonna do?
Cry?
Cry a little?
Yeah.
Have some Oreos?
Yeah, I might have to like just watch other Star Wars on repeat.
You'll be fine. I
look forward to having the new Star Wars because I've seen it all already. I've seen everything except for like the cartoon Clone Wars, which is arguably like not worth watching because they have the animated Clone Wars. But other than that, I've watched everything several times. And it's just like, bro,
I mean,
something new.
Not Disney related, but I know we were talking about this briefly before we got started on the episode here. I did take your advice and I finally started watching The Last Airbender, the actual original series.
Good stuff.
I don't know why I haven't watched it before.
Yeah, it's fire.
I literally watched the first episode and I'm like, I need to watch all of it now.
Yeah, it's only three seasons.
And I know, and that's the whole thing, because I know the movie was like, what, maybe an hour and 20 minutes? It was a fairly short movie.
But it only covers book one.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. I was watching it, and I'm watching the first episode, and I'm like, okay, that didn't happen in the movie. That didn't happen in the movie. Okay, that didn't happen in the movie. Okay, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah.
Okay, this didn't happen in the movie. This didn't happen in the movie. That didn't happen in the movie.
Yeah.
Why is he
But you do see the things that did happen in the movie. Like how it starts with him in the big frozen glacier. Like you saw that.
Yeah.
But like everything else is just weird.
And then everything else is, just didn't happen.
So everything that happens.
They went from like episode one to like episode seven in 4 minutes in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. So the thing about the show, right, is like even by the end of the show, he's not super powerful. So like this isn't a spoiler. I'm just kind of like outlining the whole.
I figured because he's like a kid.
Yeah.
So and like, he didn't have his
By the end
teachers.
Of the third book, by the end of the whole series, he's not like some super uber powerful guy. He just like, but the thing is there's so much character development that the movie just like shit all over. Like they should have done.
Yeah, because
like,
in the show I'm noticing he's a lot more of a kid.
Yeah.
He's a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
He wants to play. He's jumping around shit. He's irresponsible. He's doing all this stuff, right? And in the movie, he kind of went from like, I want to play. And then 10 minutes in, he's like,
I am the Avatar.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was kind of like, what the fuck happened?
It makes no sense.
You don't just turn into a wise old wizard in fucking 10 minutes.
No, exactly.
Otherwise, I would be not myself.
Yeah.
I'd be a grown-up.
And like, all the characters are just out of place. Like, you know, like, he's literally a monk. Like, you can see him right there. He's, like, he's supposed to be a monk, and he's just this, like, white kid. Like, that lives...
That wasn't my ass that time.
That was, No. Well, they couldn't hear that. I was going to ignore it. You're so bad at this.
He's a kid.
He's supposed to be, like, this, like, monk, which I guess is some sort of, like, Asian descent. And they made him, like, a white kid.
Well, he's dressed in the yellow and orange, which means they're trying to tie it to the Shaolin monks.
Okay, so then you got all. Have you? Well, you saw the movie, so all the enemies in the movie are all Indian, for some reason. I don't know if you remember that.
Not really.
No, they were completely all
the
like,
Fire Nation were.
Yeah, that was the enemies in the movie.
In the show, yeah, in the show, everyone's kind of an enemy.
In the show,
a little bit.
They're the only like antagonists, really, except for like a handful.
The Earth Nation were kind of dicks to him.
Well, that's just because he disappeared. Don't worry about that.
No, I know.
I'm talking about high level here. Don't worry about the fucking details. We're not going to break this down.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
So all the Fire Nation in the movie were all just like these Indian guys. And I'm like, that seems kind of racist.
Mm.
Because, again, they're like the uncle of the Fire Nation, like the guy, he's like, this guy who just likes drinking tea and he's like...
He just chills. He's just like a fucking...
He's like this another sort of monk kind of character.
He's very wise.
Yeah.
He knows self-control.
You think he's supposed to be like Bruce Lee or something? Like
he is kind of Bruce Lee though.
Yeah. Well, he's just old.
He's kind of a badass, but he's old.
He's like the Yoda of the show.
Yeah. Okay, here's a question for you. Which element would you pick? Would you hope to be part of?
I don't know. I always been like a big fan of fire, like when I was like a kid. But I just see too many flaws with that. I'd probably sit there and go with like earth or wind.
Obviously, I'd be an airbender. It seems like it's the most useful.
Oh, well, it can and can't. It has its, you know, again, it has its perks. Like everything's got its advantages. Yeah, you can fly.
You can jump off buildings.
You can fly if you got fire as well.
Did the fire guys fly? Well, they have their machinery. Do you mean they can actually fly?
Like,
I haven't seen them fly
yet.
You
can like control the fire and just blast it straight down.
I mean, yes, but you're not flying quite to the extent.
And then if you're an earthbender, you can pick up a piece of earth that you're standing on and, like, move it.
I mean, I think they're doing more like...
Water does the same thing where you
water,
could, like...
Water, you're, like, surfing.
You could be, like, Frozone in The Incredibles.
Yeah, I didn't understand why water can just freeze shit, too. Like, I mean, I guess it makes sense, but at the same time, it's
so
like...
So much you don't know. And then when you get to the second series, Legend of Korra, there's even more. I'll give you, like, a huge one.
Is Korra a person?
Cause yes.
I always,
she is the next Avatar. That's not a spoiler.
I always thought, what's her name, was Korra. That was the
Katara.
Impression. I always thought Katara was Korra.
No.
That was my thing. And then he goes, Katara. And I'm like, okay, I'm...
So...
Everything I knew about this show doesn't
exist. The
Legend
of Korra is another series that happens in the universe 100 years later.
Okay.
This is, like, after Aang is passed on and everything. Because they're only one Avatar at once. I think...
Yeah.
I feel like Matt and I explained this on the podcast before, but it's okay.
It goes in a sequence of order, and when they die, they're born into the next tribe.
So, high-level explanation, it's just that, like, Korra becomes the next Avatar, and the show revolves around, like, her, and it's, like, 100 years later, or, like, new stuff is happening.
Okay.
The world is a different place.
So, I'll have to probably watch that one next.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool shit in that. I'll give you, like, one example of one thing that's pretty heavy.
Are you going to tell me the bloodbending?
Yeah.
You've already told me about that. It sounds dope.
Yeah.
That's waterbenders being fucking badasses.
That's not the only ones, though. I'm not going to tell you who else can do it, but another...
Earthbenders, because there's iron in your blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that, too?
Yeah.
Or did Matt tell you that?
No, you did.
I don't think I told you that, but yes.
Like, you could piece it together as well. As soon as you hear bloodbending,
so
there's
it's like,
everything in
it
there.
It gets really dark. Like, the Legend of Korra...
Yeah,
like,
no kidding,
because
you could just look
so...
at somebody and go... And their head pops like a jelly bean.
Yeah, I mean, they never show that, because it's still a kid's show.
But you could.
But it's definitely not like a kid show.
You could stop like, somebody's heart. You could just, like, kill them instantly.
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah,
there's
no,
so much power
It's
in
no
that.
Longer, like, a children's show. It's, like, a late children's, like, early teen show.
Well, because Korra
really
came
dark.
Out after Avatar.
Yeah, like,
so, I mean,
years later.
At the same time, they're trying to appeal to the market that was watching The Last Airbender. So
yeah,
they're not going to be kids anymore. Yeah. They're going to be, like,
and
adults.
For me, as, like, a 27-year-old, they did a really good job.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's it. All right, let's get into some B-Days and history. Unless you have more newses.
No, I'm good, bro.
You're good?
I'm good.
All right, so the special day is October 21st. All right?
Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you, buddy.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm 26, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I guess
today,
so.
Today, but not today.
Like...
In 2 days for us.
For the viewers and listeners.
For the viewers
today
I am fucking, I'm now.
Unless you're listening to this a day late, then it was like yesterday. Or if you're listening to 2 days late, it was 2 days ago.
As
if you're listening to a year later, it's a year ago.
As of the 21st, I am now officially closer to 30 than I was 20.
Nice.
Shit. It's but cool. Anyway, there's some birthdays that I don't want to.
Here, put her back. Happy birthday. It's literally. There you go. It's like a sip. All right, now put that on the shelf behind you.
Very good.
And then can you grab me another gin smash there? Smash soda, sorry, not gin smash. Anyone.
Yeah, so there's there are some birthdays that I'm not very pleased to share mine with, but I mean, there's not really much I can do.
I'm looking forward to it.
So first up, there's actually a few that I'm very happy about, though. First up, Kim Kardashian.
That sucks.
Is turning 41.
Yeah, that doesn't make
sense. You know, as trashy and as much as I disagree with pretty much everything she does, she looked great for 41.
That's what plastic does to you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm going to go off on a tangent here. Do you ever follow Tank Sinatra on Instagram?
I've heard the name, but no.
It's not his real name, I'm pretty sure.
Well, no kidding.
But it's fucking hilarious. He's got this like video, and he's like, it's like a response. It's like, are you blocked by a celebrity? And if so, how did it happen? He's like, so I'm blocked by Kylie Jenner on Instagram. And the reason is because she posted this photo and she looked great because she's a professional and that's what she does. But her friend commented on it and said, how do you look so beautiful? And I just commented under it and said, surgery. And I looked back 5 minutes later and I had like 15,000 likes on my comment. And then I looked back another 5 minutes later and I was blocked from her page completely. It's like, damn, bro, you're a fucking savage.
I mean, I would.
Like, yeah.
What are the odds that it actually gets noticed? And it's just because he's Tank Sinatra. Like, he's a bigger page, right? And everyone's like, oh, shit.
He's got like a million followers or whatever. That's what I'm saying.
So that's why, but that's funny.
Funny as fuck. So just to like what you said there, it's like, yeah, surgery and plastic will help you look good.
So, yeah, happy birthday to Kim Kardashian. Doja Cat, for those people that listen to garbage music.
Don't even know who that is.
I'm pretty sure this is her. One of her very notorious songs is Bitch, I'm a Cow. Bitch, I'm a Cow. Those are the lyrics.
Never heard it.
It's bad. She's turning 26. Okay. Same age as me. Same birthday. Very unfortunate.
Same birthday. Literally.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Find out the time, you twins.
No.
Spiritual twins.
I don't want to be associated. And the third disappointing one is Amber Rose.
Amber Rose? Why does that sound familiar? I just can't put a face to it.
I don't know if she was married or dating Wiz Khalifa for a while, but essentially she's just another thought on the internet, putting her ass everywhere.
Sure.
Yeah, she turned in 38.
Okay.
We got Kane Brown, very popular country singer. He's turning 28.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
I actually know that name.
Kane Brown?
Yeah, I know that name.
Yeah.
I don't know his music. I just know the name.
Yeah, you know his music. If I played it for you, you would know it. Dean Lewis, another musician, very good musician. He's turning 34.
Okay.
And then two awesome ones that I'm honored.
Okay.
I am fucking ecstatic that I share birthdays with these two very powerful women.
Okay.
Okay?
Two powerful women.
Number one, Judge Judy.
Oh, that's pretty fire,
That's
actually.
Fucking sick. She's turning 79, by the
way.
No
shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Judge Judy.
Cool.
And the second, who she has passed away, you're going to be very excited about this.
Yeah.
Carrie Fisher.
Wow.
Yeah.
You shared a birthday with Carrie Fisher.
I share a birthday with Carrie Fisher. 1956 to 2016 was Carrie Fisher's legacy.
That's pretty dope. Yeah. That's pretty dope. So, I'm a little bit jealous. Happy birthday. I don't see any Star Wars characters that share my birthday.
Birthdays to Kim Kardashian, Doja Cat, and Amber Rose. And happy birthdays to Kane Brown, Judge Judy, Dean Lewis, and Carrie Fisher.
Birthdays too, and then happy birthdays too.
Yeah, so there you go.
Oh yeah, happy birthday, Carrie Fisher. I gotta post something on the Instagram on Thursday, May. I'll remember that.
I post something for you on Instagram. You better post a damn nice fucking post about me.
I don't think you posted something nice about me.
I did.
I don't think it was nice.
It was nice.
All right.
It was very nice. Anyway, doesn't matter. We're gonna go to some history. It was a shitty day in history.
Where's your mustache?
I shaved it because everyone told me I looked like dirty Super Mario.
That's why you keep it, though.
No. I couldn't handle it anymore. The ridicule. Everywhere I went, it was just fucking, oh, you look like Super Mario, but dirty. Oh, you. What else did I get? I look like an unshowered plumber. What else did I get? I got a few bad ones. You told me it looks like I ripped all the grass out of my backyard, just planted tomatoes.
Yep.
I got a lot of Super Mario.
That's funny.
One of my good friends told me I look like Super Mario, but worse.
I'd give you Wario.
That's it. I got.
But you don't have the zigzag mustache.
You look like Super Mario, but worse. That's what it was.
Oh no, it's Waluigi that has a zigzag mustache. What does Wario
have? I didn't have a zigzaggy one. I also got told it was crooked. Wasn't even. So whatever, doesn't matter. I'll grow it back if I have to grow it back.
It sounds like it mattered.
I don't really fucking. I look bad without a beard, regardless. So I'm just different poison. Days in history. So day is October 21st, 1944.
Okay.
The U.S. troops capture Aachen, which is the first German city to fall in World War II.
Sorry, you say 40 what?
44. First German city to fall in World War II. So that's like the beginning of the win.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good one. That's a good one.
Infiltration.
No more concentration camp shit.
Did I tell you that 2 weeks ago?
Yes, yeah, I missed it. They rebelled. Yeah.
Rebellion. That was cool.
1948. We're going to go 4 years in the future.
Okay.
The United Nations rejects the Russian proposal to destroy atomic weapons. Which doesn't sound very United Nations.
No, it doesn't. That sounds pretty fucking fucked up.
A little bit fishy, right?
That sounds like someone's hand was in someone else's pocket.
Well, it's what politics is, isn't it?
It'd be the United Nations is supposed to be for like the betterment of like all humanity.
That's the United Nations, right? Yeah. You'd think.
But like maybe let's get rid of our nukes.
We should probably keep them.
Fuck you, don't take my nukes.
Yeah, we should probably keep them. and then 1980, the Phillies win their first world championship in their 98-year history.
Cool.
Yeah. You don't know who the Phillies are, do you?
Like what team are we talking about?
I'm pretty sure it's baseball.
Baseball.
I'm pretty sure. Let me just Google them.
Should have Googled that already.
Philadelphia Phillies. Yep. They are baseball. I knew I was right. It's baseball. Okay. So they won their first world championship. I guess it's the World Series in 1980. And that was their first championship in their 98 years of existence.
Wow.
There we go.
That's kind of.
And then 1995, Mike and Doja Cat were born.
I thought you had some legit there.
No, that's it.
Was that the last day in the
That's fucking... it. It was shitty history.
Really? Nothing before 44 and nothing after 95?
What the fuck's going on in October? Everyone's just spooky season.
I don't know. Was there any murders and Halloween related?
No.
Like Mike Myers didn't do anything crazy like stab a kid?
Mike Myers?
Like Michael Myers. Like
it's fake.
I know. But no one with inspiration?
No.
Not one psycho was like...
No.
All right, let's go stab some kids.
Well, I mean, there probably was, but it didn't make it into the website.
Oh, so that's a shame.
I don't dig that deep. Good Lord. Sweet God.
Yeah, bro. Space Force. We need to get that shit going soon.
What?
Space Force.
What's that?
Oh, it's like Trump's idea of having like a military for space.
Yeah, there's a show called Space Force, and it's Steve Carell.
Yeah, it's stupid. I think it was just
I watched the first couple episodes, and it wasn't very funny.
It's not. It's not very funny. I think the guy who wrote it was like making a mockery of Trump. I'm not going to lie. But like, I actually think it's kind of necessary.
Very likely.
It's like the Navy wasn't necessary until it was.
Space Force will be necessary shortly, but not yet.
At the rate Elon Musk is going. Well, I'm not saying shortly, but like maybe
you might as well
years.
Start training.
Yeah.
Like might as well.
Put something together. Then one day they're going to face something and be like, that was totally wrong training.
You can't just give a bunch of NASA astronauts assault rifles and hope for the best.
It's like, you can't like train the military to be astronauts and you can't train astronauts to be military.
You could probably train military to be astronauts.
That's probably the easiest way to go.
Yeah, I would think so.
So I forget what movie it was. It was one of the war movies and I forget what happened, but it was easier to train the military to act than it was to train actors to be like have combat training. I forget what movie it was. I'll have to look it up. Every time I say I'm going to look something up, I forget to do it, but whatever.
Okay.
People can call me on that one day if they want to. But yeah, so the movie ended up using like actual military veterans and soldiers and whatnot as like to act out the parts.
Well, yeah, because they've been there.
What was it? What movie was it? Dude, go outside. Just walk away. There's an open window.
They're not even stinky. You're good. They're not silent but deadly. They're loud and proud.
They're loud, all right.
And they will not disperse the crowd. All right. So one more. We got another topic, talking topic, at least, if we need to buy some time here.
I don't know. Whatever you want, bro. Let's do it. What do you got?
I mean, we briefly started to listen to, I know we've done music albums every once in a while. We did, you only listened to a couple tracks, but Angels and Airwaves recently released a new album.
So, oh, that was recent.
That was like last week, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very, very good album.
Well, it sounds like Angels and Airwaves. Like everything sounded like what they've made before. It doesn't sound any different than their old stuff.
I know, but I like Angels and Airwaves, and it was nice to hear them do new music. Because I don't think they've done one for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think, what's the singer's name? Tom DeLonge? No, he's a bass player. No, he's a singer.
Tom DeLonge is the old Blink-182 singer.
Well, he's Angels and Airwaves.
No, he's not. I thought Angels and Airwaves is a different guy. And they tried to get him to replace Tom DeLonge.
No. You're thinking of Matt Skibas from Alkaline Trio.
Oh. Is Angels and Airwaves actually Tom DeLonge?
Yeah, bro. Pull it up for you right here. Look at that face. Look at that. It's a face you could punch.
Yeah, he does look kind of douchey, doesn't he? I mean, then again,
it's his attitude, right? Look, remember, it's Tom DeLonge.
That's fucked.
Yeah. So,
I guess I mixed them. What was the other band you said? Alkaline something.
Alkaline Trio.
Trio.
That's Matt Skiba, who ended up replacing him in Blink.
Who's not very good, to be completely honest.
The thing is, I think it was like, okay, I'm gonna insult.
Well, isn't
I'm gonna insult somebody in our friend group here?
Yeah.
But it's like every time we have a gig. And we got to replace someone else for some part. Like, we're literally, like, replacing someone for our gig coming up. And it's like, he's still good, but he's not, like, the same, experience with us. So
you haven't played with the same band for a while, right?
So it's like, he may be good, but people are expecting him to sound like Tom DeLonge, and they're not expecting him to sound like himself. So... You know, if I bring you in to sing with the boys, you're going to sound different than Christian is.
Well, yeah, no
right?
kidding.
So, like, you're going to have a different vibe. And I think that's the thing with him is, like, he's got a different vibe and he's still a talented fellow. Like, Alkaline Trio made some bangers.
Mm.
And he's a good guitar player. And he's a good singer. I don't think he's not Tom DeLonge. So if he tries to, which I don't like that he does this, he tries to replicate, like, the singing style. It's like, dude, just do your thing.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I hate. Like, being in a cover band all these years, it made me realize
when you're joining,
stop trying to pretend to be the band and be yourself.
It's a different story when you're joining in with a band with such a foundation. Like, if it was a newer band or somebody that didn't really have that much of a following, there would be less influence to kind of sound like them. But when you're joining a band as big as Blink-182, like, you want to sound like Blink-182.
I guess, but think of, like, 3 Days of Grace. New singer doesn't sound anything like the old one.
Well, they have Gontier back, so...
Oh, he is back?
Nope, he's not back.
You're thinking of a different band?
Asking Alexandria got Danny Warsnott back.
Yeah. And that whole album, The Black, which ironically I like a lot,
it was okay.
So different than everything else.
Yeah, but it wasn't Asking Alexandria. It didn't do nearly as well as the rest of their stuff.
It's still Asking Alexandria, though.
I know it is, but it wasn't Asking... You know what I mean? Like, it's Asking Alexandria, but it's not Asking That's Alexandria.
Kind of my point, though.
I know it is your point. I know. I know what you're trying to say, but... He wasn't very good and ended up, he was kind of an asshole.
He was kind of an asshole, but he was super talented. He really, really
He was
really
very
good.
Talented, but
he's one of the best like singers like in that style that's out there. He's just not famous enough because he's a bit of a dick. He's egotistical.
It wasn't even the fact that he was egotistical. You can't walk into a band, do one album, and then expect to get paid as much as the founding member was.
Yeah.
He walked in there and he's like, I deserve like double the fucking money. And they're like, no, you don't. You're a fucking YouTuber we picked up and saved your ass.
Well, no, he was in another band. He wasn't just a YouTuber.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he had another band going. He dropped that band for the time being. I think everyone knew that Danny was going to come back from his country phase pretty quick.
Well, they got rid of Danny, I think, because he had alcohol issues.
No.
Oh, no, that was 3 Days Grace.
He quit. Stop getting shit mixed up.
I'm mixing
them
up.
He quit Asking Alexandria because he wanted to pursue his country
shit. Solo.
The country stuff.
Yeah. It wasn't really country. It was like folk kind of acoustic.
Yeah, like more bluegrassy or whatever.
Which was still very good.
And it wasn't solo. It was a full band. It just like was self-titled.
Yeah.
Just like every other country star out there. Like it Keith Urban.
He was really, really good. I really liked his solo stuff.
And now he's just doubling it up because I guess they were kind of like, well, this guy's a dick and we don't want to keep fighting for new singers. But he was like, oh, I'll keep doing it. But he's like, I just want to make sure that there's
a boundary
between like my two priorities plus a family and everything else.
Since Warsnop returned, they do have a few singles released from their new album that should be releasing soon. I believe it's sometime in November. So. It's really good.
I'd hope so. The Black came out in like 2010.
It's let me see if it's, because I do have it pre-saved here, so I should be able to see if.
I think there was another full album in there because they wouldn't have had nothing in that timeline. Like, The Black came out like 10 years ago. Like, I've been listening to that album since like just after high school or just during high school.
Oh, so the album is out. It fully released on in August.
Okay, when did The Black come out?
Oh, that I...
It's the one that's like a black and white cover.
I don't have data turned on for Apple Music because it drains data.
Really?
I used it
passively, or
I streamed music for probably about an hour and a half and used almost 2 gigs of data.
That's whack.
There's a lot. There's a lot of fucking data for music.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for my data to refresh. Remember I told that story?
Yeah. But you have unlimited, so who gives a shit?
Well, it's unlimited.
Slower. Unlimited. Who cares? So, it's still unlimited.
Well, like, I'm trying to like, so when I went out. I went out to a restaurant last week, and I was trying to load...
The menu?
No, my vaccine proof.
I mean, you could just use the receipt that they gave you as well. That's what I've been using.
Well...
That they email you.
I didn't realize that, like, at this point when I went to do it, especially up north, I didn't realize that people were going to actually ask for it, because no one had asked me, no matter where I've been, no matter what I've done.
Provincial regulation, you have to.
I know, but people haven't been asking.
Yeah, I know.
That doesn't... Like, regulation or not... Doesn't mean people do it.
Mm.
So no one had asked me at this point. And this guy was like, hey, you got it? And I was like, fuck, here we go. Because my dad is out. So it took me forever to load the email. I'm not going to say where I went, but the guy ended up seeing that I was like trying to get it. And he's like, I believe you. Just go in. But yeah. So that's actually how slow it is that I can't even pull up the email.
Well, I mean, you were also in the middle of the woods.
No, I was like in the town.
The middle of the woods.
No, I was in a main town. I'm not telling... Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I was in a place where I should have got... Like, I had the service. I had full service.
Oh, okay. All right.
It wasn't about, like, not having service. It's about how slow the slower version of the data is. It's very, very restricting. That's my point.
Yeah, The Black was
2017? 2016.
2016. Oh.
What year did I graduate high school? 12.
Week 12, yeah.
Wow, my timeline is really fucked. Okay. I don't even know what to say that. Where's their other albums? What's the newest one?
It's called
2021. See What's on the Inside. Yeah.
Which is that's the newest one with Warsnop.
2017 they had an album. And it doesn't say who was on it. Oh, Since the Return of the Original Vocalist. I knew there was an album in there.
Which one is that?
It's just self-titled. Asking Alexandria.
Oh, the red one. Yeah. No, that was Warsnop. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, no, this is their first album since 2017 then. It was. Yeah. It's insanely good.
I believe it. Their music's good. I don't listen to it enough. Maybe I will...
it's insanely good. Let me hit
that like subscribe button on this bitch here. Oh, shit, it went away. And I'll actually like listen to their music.
Your laptop's got some windows popping up. I don't know what that is.
Updates available.
Ah, I see.
I'm a rebel, you see. I don't update my MacBook when it asks me to. Because it always asks me to update it while I'm using it. It's like, nah, bro. And then it's like, would you like to update it later? And I do, and it never does the update.
Oh, good.
I am just lazy.
That's Mac. It's Mac for you.
Update available. Let's start later. Try tonight. Update's not installed. I'll just ignore that one.
Okay.
I sound really far away, and I'm like right here.
Yeah, well, you're not looking at the microphone.
I know.
Isn't that your job as a sound guy, is to tell people to talk into the microphone?
Yeah, like an inch away at the best. This is like a bit of a hot mic.
Like so right here?
We really shouldn't be talking this close.
No?
No, we should literally be out here. This is a...
Yeah, this is
I have it hot because that way if I lean back, it's still like... So your optimal range when you have it this hot is probably like somewhere like this. And like, you are so disgusting, bro. I'm going to fire you from this show. I'm firing you from your own show.
You can't. I'm a co-host.
I know.
And co-founder.
But Matt was doing pretty good.
That's fine.
Matt was doing pretty good.
Well, whose name is that?
I should just get duct tape on him, fuck with you, and just put the Dick Van Matt Show. It doesn't flow. That doesn't flow at all.
It doesn't. Dick Van Mike. Yeah. That's the good shit.
Yeah, you pretty much can't put anyone else's name in there to make it work. Plus, like, we're... if you got Remy, and his is a four-letter word, doesn't fit in either spot. Like, you can't do, like, the Chris Van Mike show. I mean, that flows, but it's not the same thing. Right? Yeah. It's got to be something that can end in Y-K-E. That's how Dyke is spelled, right?
Yeah.
Like, in the yes. Dick Van Dyke show?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Not many options to replace you.
You're stuck with me.
Shit, fuck.
Sorry. I'm a good co-host. I'm the comedic relief. I'm like the one guy that cracks a your mama joke in the Holocaust line.
Oh my God. That's not even funny. It's a good sign though.
What was that joke that they did on Family Guy about it? They were all lining up for the showers or something like... Oh yeah, they were all lining up for the showers, right? It's like a... I can't remember how they set the cutscene up, but it's like they're all lining up for the showers.
Okay.
And there's this one guy that's lying, he's in shackles and everything, and he goes, well, I guess I don't need my towel for this one, do you?
Oh my God.
And the soldier looks at him and goes, ha, 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 get in there, you.
What's that from? Is that Family Guy?
Family Guy.
I actually just watched I'd never seen it before. I just watched the skit of the Home Alone thing.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I watched it and I was like, oh my God.
Oh, watch it. Yeah, the doorknob was really hot, so I just, like, didn't touch it.
I just let go. And watch also, out, there's cars on the floor.
Watch out, there's ice and cars on the floor there. And the guy goes, kid comes at the top and goes, I bet you'll never find the tarantula I have. And they shoot him in the face, and they go, well, now there's no witnesses.
Yeah, it was something like that. He's like, watch out, there's ice on the stairs. He's like, I guess we just won't go downstairs then.
Yeah.
like, that movie, you think about it, is just like... Like, I think I even asked you before. It's like, who would win in a fight? Like, Dom Toretto with his family being threatened or Kevin McAllister defending his house? And it's like, I mean, I get what you're trying to get at, but, like, that Family Guy skill.
Anything's possible, like, with family.
Yeah. Family.
Okay, here's a question. While we're talking about Family Guy, I'm going to ask you a question that I heard on Family Guy the other night. All right?
Oh, boy.
Realistically.
No.
How many fourth graders do you think you could fight?
Oh, is it like the fifth grader with like a 10th grader boss and you have a baseball bat question?
No, it's how many fourth graders do you think you could take in a fight?
Like hand to hand?
Like hand to hand, no weapons.
Like, I'm going to be real. How frequently are they coming at me? One at a time?
Pack,
like just a horde.
Yes.
Oh, like honestly, not that many. Because like you got to remember the fact that like they are still fourth graders. Like they are like able to move on their own.
They have good cognitive ability as well.
Enough of them piling on you can easily pin you down. Like there's no way if I get pinned down, I can't like curl fourth graders. I'm not that strong. So once I'm pinned down, I'm fucked. Like while I'm standing, like I could easily kick like 10 of them in the teeth and like knock out like another 10 of them with my fists. But like... after, like, I think 20, like, just, like, in the early stages.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, I'm not even, like, trying to impress anyone. Like,
I mean, that's...
I hate when people are like, I could take 100. Like, no, you can't. The Rock couldn't take
100. That was the whole premise, and that's what I thought was really funny, because Cleveland is going, like, a baker's dozen. He goes, comfortably a baker's dozen.
Yeah. 13, but, I think
and,
I could do.
And then Peter goes, okay, but at the same time, he goes, you can use strategy. He goes, you funnel into a bathroom in a stall, and he goes, and just keep kicking. And he's just standing there, he's going... dead, dead, dead.
Okay, well, dead. We're talking.
You force him through a bottleneck.
Okay, I'm talking about like an open field.
I mean, like a playground.
Yeah,
playground.
Like literally, like in the middle of the soccer field, and they're just fucking swarming.
I'd say 15 to 20.
Yeah, like max, like and absolute.
That's
peak.
Like at the top of your game. Yeah. Like you're fucking like mixed martial arts trained.
I just had a 5-hour energy, and like I'm literally like.
You just had a 5-hour energy, and you know there's chicken fingers and Tabasco ketchup waiting for you at home.
Sure.
Because I know you're a fan of Tabasco ketchup.
I haven't had that in like 10 years, but yeah.
You were the one that told me.
No, I could rock that shit. I'm just saying I haven't had it. Anyways, yes, I agree with you.
You were the one that told me that you will not eat ketchup unless this is Tabasco ketchup.
It's hard to get now. Anyways.
You can make it yourself.
I guess so.
Buy Tabasco and ketchup and mix
it. Totally off topic. Yes. I think if someone says, like, unless you're like a bodybuilder.
Like, I mean, bodybuilders are strong, but they're more aesthetically strong. They're not, like, actually strong.
Sorry, let's put it a different way. Unless you're, like, properly training for muscles to be used.
Yeah.
I say bodybuilder because they do actually, like, have to lift really heavy things and have that endurance.
Yeah, they'd be like a fucking rhino.
So, like...
there'd just be, like, a bunch of them on there, and you're just, like, swinging them around like toys.
Yeah, so unless you're, like, one of these guys.
Yeah.
Like, if someone says 20, I'm just calling them a liar to their face because... Like, unless I had something like a baseball bat, like, then I could deck out like probably 30. But I think that would only give me an increment of 10 better.
Yeah.
Like, maybe. But again, it's still a lot of energy.
And now I'm going
to
top it up.
A lot of energy to fucking hit a baseball.
I'm going
to
top it up here now for you. Because they upped it again. And they were saying, in terms of weaponry now, you can use whatever you have access to on the playground.
Oh, on the playground.
On the playground.
Okay.
Yeah. So what would you pick up?
What season are we in?
Say summer.
Summer?
Yeah.
I'm...
Because I can tell you one thing. I'm going straight for the chain holding the freaking swings up.
Oh, you can use literally whatever you want.
Yeah. You got the playground at your disposal.
Oh, then I am taking the tether ball.
The tether ball?
Yeah. Because you can just keep fucking swinging that shit around nonstop and clobbering heads.
Wouldn't a chain hurt more to swing around?
Yeah, but that's heavy. That's going to knock you out.
Yeah, but once you get that thing going in a circle and it's got the momentum, like, fucking...
You don't realize how much work that is. Go grab me a 2-foot piece of chain and you try and turn it for like 10 minutes.
You're not like a fucking, like, strapping down a bulldozer chain. Like, no, it's swing chain.
Trust me, bro. By the time you get fucking doing this, like, like a 10-foot...
Not with the swing on it, like, just the chain.
I don't think it's going to do as much damage as like a tetherball to a head.
Dude, it's metal.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know, man. I feel
don't
like...
Don't fuck shit up.
I'm going to fight you, and you're going to get, like, a small piece of chain, and I'm going to get a tether ball on a string, and I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
That's fine.
Plus, I think it'd be easier to, like, choke him out with the string of the tether ball.
Yeah, but how are you going to choke a kid? First of all, why are we talking about choking kids? Jesus Christ.
This got dark way too fast.
Yeah, really.
Oh, what was the next tier, then?
That was it.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
Honestly, bro.
Because then in the...
Steal it.
Because then even there, because that they were talking about it because they had their own podcast.
Okay.
They were talking about this on their podcast, and Quagmire realized we're talking about killing kids on a podcast. Let's change the subject.
I'm talking about knocking them out.
Okay.
Still not
like
good.
Like Pokemon, right? They fainted.
Yeah, they faint. Bing, I don't know. Bing, 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 bing. Are we talking about like a modern progressive school? Because they don't have baseball bats in the playground anymore.
No.
So are we talking about like when our dads went to school? Where they had, like...
I mean, even when I was in school, like, we had lacrosse and everything banned in our playground.
That's
because
what I said when our dads were in school.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, like that.
Because those playgrounds were literally death traps.
Yeah, I know they were.
They were fucked. Looking back at, like, pictures of old playgrounds, like, those things were, like, 30 feet in the air, and they were just, like, pipe.
Dude, I mean...
That was it.
You realize that lawn darts were a thing, right? It was just, like, throwing a fucking, like, a...
Lawn dart?
A lawn dart.
What's that?
Imagine a bowling pin with a... knife on the end of it, and you would throw it directly up into the air and try to get it into a target.
Yeah, that sounds stupid.
It was, yeah, people were dying. It was a thing, though. It was darts for the lawn. They were huge darts.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too smart.
They were darts the size of bowling pins.
Yeah.
And you would throw them straight into the air and have them land into a target.
Yeah, that sounds like a really bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well give kids a bunch of javelins at that point.
Yeah, it's basically what it was, but they were heavier.
Yeah. I don't know. So on that topic, I still don't think I could peak like 30.
I'm saying 15.
Yeah, like I'm talking like hand-to-hand 15.
Realistically,
like
15.
With some advantages, I would say like 30 if I was having a really good day. 5-hour energy, Red Bull, like fucking go with like a baseball bat.
And like an EpiPen in the neck.
I guess so. Some sort of like adrenaline shot.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go, boys. Yeah.
Oh, God. All right.
On that note.
On that note, what do you think? What should they do if they find the show? Like, where can they find it?
Where can they find it? Well, they're listening to it.
Yeah.
So they're on the platform.
You found it. Good job.
Matt pointed this out. It's kind of ridiculous how we cycle through the whole fucking thing after. Sorry, am I not loud enough?
No.
Getting comfy.
Yeah, at least move the mic then.
Okay, so listen, you can find the show where you're listening to it. Hit that follow and subscribe button. You really, we really like the support. We actually can't see the metrics of that for some reason, but we appreciate the support either way. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Dick Van Mike Show and on Twitter at Dick Van Mike, where we post sometimes. And yeah, YouTube is a thing. We're
hit
a few
us up
weeks
on
behind.
YouTube.
Hit that notification bell. Follow us. You get to see. Like us in person.
You get to see the new table.
Yeah. I mean, like, it might, I don't know what kind of person you are. If you like just the audio, that's cool. No judgment here whatsoever.
And next week, you'll be able to watch us cry with the one chip challenge.
But before I was interrupted, next week, you'll be able to watch us sit here and suffer through the one chip challenge.
That's
bro,
be
hold
one
the
watch.
Fuck up.
I'm
getting there.
Moving.
I'm
like to move.
I'm getting there. And that'll be a really good experience. I'm actually going to clip that down for YouTube and just do that segment as separate from the show, because I know people have been asking, saying, I just want to see that. People are asking us to do it on Twitch Live and stuff like that. We're just going to do it on the podcast, chop it up, post it as a separate video. But yeah, hit the follow, subscribe, notification, auto download button. Mike, where's you available?
Where's me available?
Where is you available?
You can find me on Instagram at madalessandro, 1L2S20. And there you will find the links to my streaming and podcast endeavors as well. I don't have a link tree, but everything you need is there.
You really got to get on that. Bro. Doesn't matter. You are 42 weeks behind on that.
I don't need a link tree. I'm good.
Where can they find you? I'm on Instagram at Richard Harknett. I almost said at the Dick Van Mike Show. And my name is like underneath the thing you're listening to on the podcast. You can see how it's spelled.
There you go.
Under the contributors section, it just says Mike's name and my name. So you know how to spell his last name.
There you go. No apostrophe in the Instagram.
Oh, fancy yeah. pants. Fancy I was pants. Actually thinking about like making my Instagram username like a lot easier, like Richard, but it's taken.
Well, yeah.
So is Harknett.
Yeah.
So is R. Harknett. Like, you know, but I didn't want to go that.
Dick Hark.
I like Richard Harknett. But it'd be really cool if I could capitalize on just Richard. I'm on Instagram at Richard.
You should just do
done.
Dick Hark.
No, I'm not changing it. I'm not losing Richard Harknett unless I get something substantially better.
Can we do Dick Van Mike Christmas merch and a shirt? What's it called? A sweater with like a Christmas tree, like a cheesy Christmas sweater with our logo on it that says Dick the Halls.
Okay, you fund it and we'll split the profits.
That'd be funny.
We'll pay you back first, but the
somebody message me if you would like a Dick the Halls sweater.
Dick the Halls. I don't think I want one. Anyways.
You would love that
shit.
Let
him know. Let him know. Let this guy know. Go on his own personal Instagram.
Go on my Instagram. DM the page. I'll find it. It'll be a good time. We're going to have a good time.
And then if you, while you're at it, just send me a little note if you know how to fire your co-host.
You can't. You can't.
I'm giving you all thumbs up.
You can't.
But you audio listeners can't hear
it. It's like Sigmund and Freud trying to fire each other. It just doesn't happen.
Sure.
Sorry, buddy.
Are we done?
You're stuck with me. Everybody have a fantastic Thursday. It is my birthday today, but we're going to do the full celebration next week with the one chip challenge.
I'm going to bring you a dairy heavy cake.
I'm not going to eat it. It's just simple as that.
You're going to want to eat it after that chip.
I probably won't. You're going to want to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
100%.
What do you mean dairy heavy? Like a Dairy Queen ice cream log cake?
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
McCain's Deep and Delicious with an ice cream beside it.
Sure.
I'll just eat all of it after the hot chip. Yeah.
Your face will be buried in the middle of it.
Oh, it's just...
It's not going to...
Remy and Matt are hosting now.
Just to put into perspective, I think the hottest thing Richard has ever consumed is Tabasco sauce.
No, that's not true. Don't be a dickhead. I've had some hot shit. It's just I don't handle it well. I admittedly know I cannot handle it.
You're native. You're supposed to be like able to eat fires.
I don't think that's how that works. That's good science, though. Like, sometimes when I go to Firehouse Subs, I know we were ending the show, but I know sometimes I go to Firehouse Subs before they stopped serving. Like, they used to have like a rack
of those hot sauces, yeah.
I try the 10 one sometimes, but it's really hit or miss there. And then I had a buddy make a hot sauce recently. He made his own batch of hot sauce, called it Scorpion Blood. I fucking loaded that shit on my tacos. Really spicy.
Yeah.
Not like, it wasn't like really spicy, but like at the quantity I was having at it was...
spicy.
Yeah, like I was like, I probably shouldn't have had that much.
Yeah. Anywho.
I'm going to work on it this week. Every single day this week I'm going to have spicy shit.
Do it. I'll give you one of those chips when we leave.
Sounds good.
Anyway, hope everybody has a fantastic Thursday. Hope you enjoy the new table. Please check us out on all the platforms. Hit that follow button. Hit the subscribe button. Hit that auto download. And check us out on YouTube, especially for next week when we will be doing
the one chip challenge
with Matt and Remy.
Yeah.
The boys. It's going to be a good time. Don't miss it. You're going to want to be there. You're going to want to tune in. Share it with your friends. Share it with your grandma. Share it with your dog and cat and bird. And go over to your neighbor's house and just shove the show down their throat. Anyway.
Are we done?
Yep. Have a fantastic Thursday. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace out.
Bye. Tonight.